This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Welcome to the Annie Fry Show. How are you doing today on a Thursday afternoon? The weather outside today is perfect. When I see that the real feel on my phone, oh crap, it changed. This morning it was in the low 80s. Now I look at it, it's 103. Good thing I'm at work.
My computer just usually has the temperature in the corner. Today it just says humid.
Yeah, it's like, just forget about it. This is all you need to know. It's not too bad out there. We're grateful that you're with us this afternoon. We've got a full show for you. We've got Greg Jarrett coming up in about 15 minutes from now, but we are also watching for the president to be speaking from the Oval Office, a pre-scheduled remarks that he will be delivering. They sent out yesterday on his schedule that he would be doing this, so we're going to cover that and let you know what the intent is. Tomorrow is the big meeting with Vladimir Putin, and I think it's going to be very interesting and important to watch how that develops. I was listening to him say here that he kind of hopes that they can have their initial meeting, that Putin and Trump can sit down, have that initial meeting, and then part ways, and then have another meeting in Alaska. Like, so I mean, that kind of makes sense. You talk, you find out where each other might be on the important issues, you part ways, and then you come back. Have you ever been in a negotiation? It's kind of like buying a car. You're like, here's what we could do. Mm-hmm. And you put your offer out there, and then the guy's like, I have to speak to the manager.
Mm-hmm. I hate that.
You kind of are the manager in the rest of your life.
I don't understand.
You try to make deals like when you go to buy eggs.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, go to Ruler Foods right now, eggs for a dozen.
But that's why I don't
Kroger,
like.
Grade A, large eggs, $1.99. You're like, the best I could do is $1.75.
When the clerk has to go, you know what, though? Let me go talk to my manager. I'm like, nope.
That's not how it
right
works
now,
here.
Or I'm gone.
I'm at Ruler, and these prices are as low as they get. Donald Trump traditionally is the manager, but he puts himself in the position to go lead these negotiations. He is the art of the deal. It's so crazy how deal making is such a huge, enormous part of what his job is, because that's what he's made it to be. He inserts himself into all these situations and makes deals with people. There are other versions of Republicans who make threats. You know, if you're some sort of warmongering, right-leaning or far-right, whatever, hawk, and you're out there and you're just trying to flex your muscles militarily and make threats and everything, then you can get the job done that way. But that to me only lasts as long as you're in office, and then quickly people snap differently. Joe Biden did start this war. Donald Trump is trying repeatedly to end it. Is it a failure if he walks away from Alaska with nothing?
No, because it's really not up to him. I think he's trying everything he can to get this thing done, to get it over with, just for the sake of peace. I mean, literally for the sake of peace. That's it. He just wants to stop war. It's not his war. We do have interest in it. But I don't really think this is, even if he walks away with nothing, Trump is the only guy Putin will even talk to at this point in the world.
Some people would use that as a knock against him.
And I don't think it is at all. He's the only guy who Putin respects enough to come to a table and say, okay, I'll talk to you as an intermediate between me and the guy I'm at war with. He won't talk to Europe. He won't talk to anybody. So this actually is, de facto, it's Trump's job to get it done in a way.
Yeah. It's his job to try.
To try.
Yeah. And, you know, if he was somebody who had started this war, I think he'd maybe bear a bit more of a responsibility to end it. But it cannot be compared enough. People do need to understand, because the implications for elections to come, the difference between having a strong, decisive personality and the ability to talk to people who maybe you don't even fully agree with on a whole variety of issues, to be able to go into those types of situations and produce it and have the willingness to talk to people who you don't agree with everything. Folks, the vice president called Donald Trump Hitler at one time. RFK Jr., he came out famously when I remember that point. It was a definite pivotal point of the campaign where the event, I think it was in Arizona. It was a TPUSA produced event where RFK Jr. came out on the stage with Donald Trump. And it was like, that was a shift. That was a momentum shift. And it thrusted it forward to say, they have a Kennedy? And and knowing that RFK Jr. hasn't denounced all of his Democrat policy points and thoughts, but that they had this thing, and this is what RFK Jr. said repeatedly, they have this thing that they agree on. And we're going to do everything we can to shake our hands, to come together and get the job done, of course, with the making America healthy again. That is the way stuff gets done. And you can't be a closed-minded, egocentric, narcissistic type of personality that most people think that Donald Trump is. You can't be that person and be willing to share the spotlight with somebody who doesn't agree with everything you say. That's not there to just be a yes man. That's not there to just tell you how great you are and you know, lock arms to make sure that you always know who the enemy is, which is the other political party. We have a lot of enemies to the idea of what America is and American greatness can be. And to the Democrats, the only enemy is the political opponent that could take power away from them.
Yeah.
So the ultimate goal is always for the Democrat Party to retain and grow power.
Yes, this is a strange situation, because while Trump has not ended the war in Ukraine, I said yesterday, that is entirely up to Putin. Putin is the one that can end this war. So he's meeting with Putin, because you go to the guy who can get the job done. Can you imagine Joe Biden or Kamala Harris being president right now?
No.
And sitting down with Putin? They're not respected.
The very people, the very guy who just said, don't, who said, you know, unless it's, as long as it's just a minor incursion or whatever. I mean, that's what, when Trump is out there saying this is Biden's war, Biden's complete and total lack of leadership caused it. How would he ever get out of this? And also, I mean, think about the dollars that he sent over there. Very willing to dump money in it. One of the things about the Biden administration that really still chafes me, and a lot of it doesn't make me angry, because we kind of got what we deserved in that regard, I suppose, with Joe Biden. I mean, he was a terrible candidate. He was a terrible president. But the amount of time that Joe Biden got away with, and I'm looking at you, media, the amount of time that Joe Biden got away with shouting about, there's a bipartisan bill to secure the border. Doesn't look like the Republicans really want to do it. We need Congress to act. He put on the congressional Republicans the entire responsibility for securing our southern border, and Donald Trump hasn't used Congress for any of it. I guess now he's funded it more, but the amount of security that he provided our country by using his executive actions, those are the same executive authorities that Joe Biden had. The whole southern border issue, or maybe all the borders issue, the whole issue to Joe Biden, all it was a chess move to try to make congressional Republicans look bad. to try to turn congressional Republicans into hypocrites who, had they jumped on that, air quotes, bipartisan bill that Senator Lankford of Oklahoma, I think it is,
yep,
that he initially came together. He was the Republican in the bipartisan Senate effort to put something together. He backed away from supporting it himself because all it did was streamline people flooding into our country and make the processing of them a little smoother. It didn't stop them from coming here. It didn't do what obviously the country on both sides of the aisle wanted to have them do. You have to stop and think to yourself, like, what is the actual purpose of government? What purpose are they supposed to serve? That is the most important question you can ask yourself when looking at options for somebody who you can vote and elect into any office, local, state, national.
There's rampant crime in Washington, D.C., and the first responsibility of government is to protect your life, liberty, and property. And that's simply not happening because they're not prosecuting these crimes to the fullest, and it's something we need to do. You talked about it just a minute ago, the horrific murder rates here in Washington, D.C., in comparison to places like Bogota, Colombia. I mean, this is just common sense law enforcement, but most importantly, when people get arrested, they need to go to jail. Only 1% of gun crimes actually go to jail. If you want gun laws, you need to enforce the law.
Yeah, well, that's right. It's a great point that you make. And this is our opening salvo for America.
So Maria Bartiromo interviewing Congressman Mike Haridopoulos of Florida, and he makes a great point. The very first, the entry level responsibility for government should be to make sure that the people that the government serves are safe. That's not a complicated concept. The defense of the American people should be top level, because if people aren't safe, then you can't really do any of the other things that government might step in. And of course, we could argue about those responsibilities that should be engaged in on the government's time and dollar, which is your dollar. The lead stories right now are all centering around Donald Trump's effort to make Washington, D.C. safe again. We're asking you in the YouTube poll today, how does a preventative increased police presence make you feel? We've talked about St. Louis before, which I will remind you is under state control. Governor Kehoe and the state of Missouri is in charge of St. Louis. Why? Because the Democrat leadership here couldn't handle it. And there's nobody. I was going to make the YouTube poll today. Do you feel safe coming to St. Louis? And then I'm like, stupid question. Not even worth asking. We come here every day. Ryan, do you feel safe coming to St. Louis?
No, not really.
No, but this is where the paycheck is and is going to be, so we have to do it. And I've said this many times. If I could have any political office, I think I'd like to be the mayor of St. Louis, because I think the fixes are simple. And it starts with reassuring every person who comes here to be a consumer, to be a business owner, to be a tourist, whatever it might be, feels safe. I want police presence all over the place. Now, I think to myself, maybe if I see an increased police presence, and if that makes me feel safer, maybe that makes you feel different. That's our poll today. How does a preventative increased police presence make you feel? Safer? Anxious? Avoidant? Or no different? Annie Fry YouTube channel. Greg Jarrett on the Annie Fry Show next.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, so we now have a timeline that the FBI has had for more than 8 years showing repeated political interference in career FBI agents' efforts to investigate corruption, pay-to-play allegations against the Clinton Foundation. This timeline confirms that three separate FBI offices had opened investigations. One was a fully predicated criminal investigation. Two were preliminaries to determine if a full criminal should begin. In all circumstances, beginning in the summer of 15, as the 2016 election with Hillary Clinton was ramping up through the end of the first year of the Trump presidency, senior Justice Department officials repeatedly thwarted the FBI from investigating. When Donald Trump was chanting, "Lock her up," on Hillary Clinton, Sally Yates was chanting back to the FBI, "Shut it down." She gave them an explicit instruction for the FBI to stop investigating Hillary Clinton.
So I want to tee up here what we're doing. That's John Solomon, who's been doing some amazing reporting. Good to see actual journalism taking place. And John Solomon, I don't think he ever stopped doing that. Talking about a different side of this coin. We've heard a ton about the Russia hoax and what they were doing to Donald Trump, but we haven't talked as much about what they weren't doing to the people who were, in fact, of course, Donald Trump's opponents. Let's get Greg Jarrett back on here with us, Fox News legal analyst and a former defense attorney and law professor. And you just need to go read the library of books that he has authored on a lot of these particular issues. Greg Jarrett, welcome back to the show.
Annie, good to be with you.
Thank you so much. This revelation here, Kash Patel uncovering this email where Sally Yates is saying, shut down these investigations, shut it down into the Clinton Foundation. What does this mean, especially in the context of how aggressively they were pursuing made up stuff on Donald Trump?
Well, it's obstruction of justice. You know, when investigators have probable cause to bring a case against Hillary Clinton for pay-to-play with the Russians to the tune of $145 million that was funneled into her Clinton Foundation, and the Deputy Attorney General says, shut it down, we're not going to prosecute. And the Deputy FBI Director, Andrew McCabe, says the equivalent when his agents who were investigating Clinton pushed back. He said, well, okay, don't shut it down, but you can't do anything without my approval. And of course, he refused to grant approval. So the case that could and should have been brought against Hillary Clinton, and I outline it in the first four chapters of my book, The Russia Hoax, 7 years ago, was never brought against Hillary, and neither, of course, infamously, was her, you know, email scandal, in which she quite clearly violated the Espionage Act, which is multiple felonies. That was shut down by FBI Director James Comey without authority. And, you know, so as the subtitle of that book said, the illicit scheme to clear Hillary Clinton and frame Donald Trump, that was the first part of the scheme. You know, clear Hillary of the email scandal, clear her of her own Russian collusion, pay-to-play schemes that she ran so that she could get elected president of the United States. And at the same time, actually on the same day that she was cleared by Comey, the FBI received the first batch of the phony dossier in London. It was handed over to an FBI official literally the same hour that Comey cleared Clinton. It's all in both my books.
It's so, wow. When this new information comes and is revealed now, and you have an archive of all of these things that were happening almost in real time, and I would encourage people to go to thegregjarrett.com to see these books. I really wonder, like, statute of limitations seems to be something that gets brought up. If there were crimes that were committed and they were covered up back then, can these prosecutions still happen? I don't really know where justice exists right now, what's actually possible, because, of course, people are politically getting their hopes up quite a bit. How is justice served in these regards?
Well, you know, first of all, there's two kinds of justice, a public accounting of corruption. But then there's the legal aspect of bringing criminal cases. You know, for most federal crimes, there's a 5-year statute of limitations. But for violations of the Espionage Act, and Adam Schiff is now under investigation for that, there is actually a 10-year statute of limitations under the Internal Security Act of 1950. Congress felt as though, you know, espionage was so serious, they needed to extend it to 10 years. So, with respect to some of those cases that involve the Espionage Act, a case can still be brought. But, you know, even if there's a 5-year statute of limitations, if there is a conspiracy that involves obstruction and evidence that was deliberately concealed, the statute of limitations doesn't begin until the discovery of this concealed evidence. And of course, Tulsi Gabbard, John Ratcliffe, Kash Patel are still discovering deliberately hidden evidence, and they're promptly disclosing it to Congress.
So it sounds like this could be considered fresh once again. I mean, if you were in the position of a Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, too, because the Clinton Foundation is being discussed here. We've also heard President Obama's name involved in the information changing, leading into making it so that they could suggest that somehow Donald Trump was nefariously involved with Russia and Vladimir Putin. Are you nervous if you're those people right now?
Yeah, I absolutely. Look, I'd be nervous if I were Obama and Hillary, because they're surely going to receive subpoenas to testify before a grand jury. And if they lie, that opens up a brand new, fresh, perjury charge against them. So, I mean, my guess is they would invoke the Fifth, which, you know, is a bad look, right? Most people, you know, regard invoking the Fifth as somebody who's trying to hide their own complicity in crimes. So, you know, I'd be worried if I were Comey, Brennan, Clapper. It appears, and again, I recounted it in my books, Witch Hunt, all the false statements they made to Congress, which are crimes. I laid out the statute. I laid out their false testimony. And, you know, I'd be worried if I were them. And then the people on the Hillary Clinton campaign. And in my last column a few days ago, I identify their names. These were people who were involved in the plan approved by Hillary personally to frame Donald Trump, falsely accusing him of colluding with Russia, which they knew was totally untrue. And in fact, they funded the phony dossier that the FBI debunked almost from the outset.
We're speaking with Greg Jarrett, a wonderful source of information to follow in the latest developments that we end up hearing in the news. He's been on this from the very beginning. You can go to thegregjarrett.com. The website has a load of information on it. I'm looking at it right now. Adam Schiff has been repeatedly coming up in the news. Of course, we've discussed the mortgage fraud situation that he could be potentially facing. But now there's a whistleblower that has come out who Adam Schiff says is completely discredited, that this person doesn't carry any weight and is completely not telling the truth. But there is, the whistleblower has alleged that Adam Schiff was directing classified information to be released in a disparaging way to Donald Trump. Do you feel like this whistleblower is causing actual real legal trouble for Adam Schiff?
Oh, absolutely. 100%. Schiff's worried. His vigorous denials is proof of that. And I, you know, look, there was a pivotal meeting in which of the House intelligence staff on the Democrat side, and this is a Democrat whistleblower, by the way, but there were other people who heard Schiff order that they leak classified information to the media to smear Trump. And this particular whistleblower objected and said, well, you can't do that. That's criminal. And apparently Schiff responded by saying, well, I'm protected by the speech and debate clause, which is not true. Apparently Schiff never read the Constitution because that clause specifically excludes treason and any felony. So it also excludes non-official acts. Well, leaking classified documents is not an official act. So the question was, you know, why wasn't Schiff arrested and charged when the FBI first learned about it in 2017? Well, the answer is he was being protected by the FBI director, initially James Comey, then Christopher Wray, a succession of attorneys general, Jeff Sessions, Rod Rosenstein, Bill Barr, Merrick Garland, you know, all of whom in my book are utterly worthless. And that's how you got away with it.
I don't want to overstate Greg Jarrett because I watch you give the greatest legal analysis on Fox News. And I always lean in when you're talking. Is this exciting for you because it's kind of in you're like super in your lane and you've been studying this for so long to see these developments right now that are starting to bubble to the surface?
Well, it confirms and vindicates what I wrote so long ago and have written about ever since. But I think Americans should be deeply alarmed at the magnitude of corruption that was endemic at the FBI and the Department of Justice and the CIA and other intelligence agencies that were being run at the time by Comey, Clapper, and Brennan. And it's anathema to our principles of justice and the rule of law. And these people subverted justice, and they did it for personal political reasons and, you know, political gain. They hated Donald Trump. They loathed his policies. And they decided they'd break the law to bring him down. They didn't succeed. And in the process, they committed, in my mind, a variety of smorgasbord of crimes. And they got away with it. And that should deeply trouble Americans to see that kind of corruption embedded in what many people have now described as the deep state. And it still exists.
That was going to be my question. This is proof that the deep state exists, and you wrapped it up confirming that. Certainly, you have been sounding the alarm for a long time on this, and I'm glad that the Trump administration is looking to expose all of this. And if people are interested in checking out your books, they still are very, very relevant. Go to thegregjarrett.com. Greg Jarrett, thank you so much for being here with us today. We love having you. Please come back soon.
Good talking to you, Annie. Thanks.
Take care. Bye-bye. All right. Well, quick break. The president is speaking from the White House. He's talking about Social Security. I think he's got an announcement on that. We're going to take a very quick break right here. And we come back, we're going to pick up Donald Trump's remarks from the Oval Office right from where he starts addressing the issue next on the Annie Fry Show.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The president is speaking from the White House right now, marking 90 years, I think it said, of Social Security. And it sounds like they might be taking some action on that. Let's listen in from the White House, President Trump speaking behind the Resolute Desk.
Of one of the most significant pieces of legislation ever signed into law, the Social Security Act of 1935. And we're going to make it stronger, bigger and better. We're doing a job. In the campaign, I made a secret pledge to our seniors that I would always protect Social Security. And under this administration, we're keeping that promise and strengthening Social Security for generations to come. You keep hearing stories that in 6 years, 7 years, Social Security will be gone. And it will be if the Democrats ever get involved, because they don't know what they're doing. But it's going to be around a long time with us. Very much, you'll be surprised to hear some of the numbers. I'm delighted to be joined by the Commissioner of the Social Security Administration, Frank Bisignano, who in the world of business, in fact, I wrote some of the little things down, that he's had an amazing, he was Chief Operating Officer of J.P. Morgan Chase. He worked for Jamie Dimon, and Jamie Dimon said that he was amazing. So think of that, Chief Operating Officer, J.P. Morgan Chase, had a storied career. Then he went to First Data. For those in the business, you'd know it's the largest payment company anywhere in the world. And it worked for Henry Kravis, and it was in big trouble. He took it over as CEO. He made it incredible. They merged with Fiserv, and he became CEO of that, and that became extremely successful. I was in Milwaukee. I guess they have the Milwaukee Arena, and where we had some good success and some good speeches. But he's a really legendary guy, and he wanted to do this. I mean, he just wanted to straighten out Social Security because he loves our country. And what he's done in, you know, a few months is amazing. Almost 60 million American seniors rely on Social Security for peace of mind and a life of dignity and retirement. These Americans paid into the system, and they deserve leaders in Washington who are going to protect the benefits they've had and protect Social Security. Under Biden, Social Security went down like nobody's ever seen. It deteriorated. There's never been anything like it. The 4 years of Biden were very, very destructive. It couldn't have gone on much longer. Social Security was going to be destroyed. It was being destroyed. The average call wait time reached an all-time high of more than 42 minutes. Field office wait times were at 32 minutes, which is unheard of, and the disability claims backlog was the longest ever in recorded history. In other words, it was run just like the country was run. It was run really badly. But I'm pleased to report that under our leadership, and Frank in particular, the changes he's made and what he's done is sort of a miracle. Sort of like what happened with the country as a whole. Field office wait times are now down 30% since last year, and it looks like it's going to a total record number. And the record was set in a long time ago when the world was a lot different place, and we're gonna beat that record. Call wait times are down 73% while serving twice as many customers per day. The disability claims backlog is down 26%, and seniors now have 24/7 online access to their accounts, which they never had before, whereas under Biden, the website was down 29 hours a week for maintenance purposes. It was essentially not open very much. They were always maintaining it, but they didn't know what the hell they were doing. They had a person running that that had no idea what they were doing. Among my very first acts was to order all government employees to return to the office or be removed from the job, which means our Social Security offices are now open for full business hours 5 days a week. So unlike being shut down all the time, we're open at record levels also. We're making it really great for the people that want and demand Social Security, and they paid into the system. They deserve it. Last month, I signed one big, beautiful bill and allowed no tax on Social Security for our great seniors, okay? So how's that? Not bad, right? No tax on Social Security for our seniors. And to protect our benefits, we've already kicked nearly 275,000 illegal aliens off of the Social Security system. These are people, many of them have already left the country, and yet we were sending them checks all the time. And 275,000, and that number is now even larger than that, Frank. It's an unbelievable job. And what that's doing is making the system strong. It's making it strong. Biden never kicked anybody off. Everybody joined. And we're carrying out historic deportations to remove many more illegals committing Social Security fraud. It's the Social Security fraud that was taking place at levels that nobody's ever seen. We cleared 12.4 million names listed in the Social Security database over 120 years of age. Think of that. So we had 12.4 million names where they were over 120 years old. Is that right? That's a hell of a statement. I have a feeling, Dan, that's not really going to, really didn't happen, did it? So you have 12.4 million names listed in the Social Security database that were over 120 years of age, meaning you were breaking records, because I've never heard of anybody at 125. There were nearly 135,000 people listed who were over 160 years old, and in some cases getting payments. So somebody's getting those payments, and we're after that. We're also fighting the menace of inflation to make life more affordable for American seniors, and we've ended Biden's inflation nightmare. So we had the worst inflation in the history of our country, and now our inflation is down to a perfect number, a beautiful number, hardly any at all. And yet our country is taking in tens of billions of dollars, and trillions of dollars, actually, trillions of dollars in tariffs. You know all about it. It's been amazing. They say, why are we taking in so much money? Last week, they found $29 billion, and they couldn't figure out where it came from. I said, check the tariff shelf. And they said, how did you know that's where it came from? We're taking in billions and even trillions of dollars in tariffs paid by other countries who, frankly, were taking advantage of us for many, many years. And they were doing that to us, but our people didn't know it. We didn't have smart business people. We've ended Biden's inflation nightmare and came in below expectations. And yet, again, this past month, we have we set records. Gasoline prices are way down and really dramatically, as everybody knows. And energy prices have been going down, other than in certain states where you have Democrat-run states where they put windmills all over the place. Anytime you see a windmill, you'll say, well, they have bad energy costs. And it's happening in New Jersey. I saw that there's a revolution going on in New Jersey. They closed up a nuclear power plant, and they're raising electricity rates by 21, 22, and 28%, something like that. And you're going to have a new governor in New Jersey. I'll tell you what, you have a good man running in the Republican Party. He'll get him down. But what they've done is they've killed so many good sources of energy for very expensive windmills and lots of other things that don't work. 401ks and retirement accounts are soaring, and the stock market is setting record highs almost every day. We're going record highs, and yet we're taking in hundreds of billions of dollars in tariffs. So it's turned out that Trump was right and they were wrong. A few smart people knew what was going to happen. A few of us were right. So we're going to keep the fighting going. We're going to make America seniors every single day. We're going to fight for them. We're going to make them richer, better, stronger in so many different ways. But Social Security is like pretty much the one that we think about, and we love it, and we love what's happening with it. And it's going to be good for 90 years and beyond. Again, you were given only a short period of time. Social Security was supposed to be like down. Had they won the election, Social Security would have defaulted during Biden or Kamala's election, whoever they so chose.
President Trump marking the 90th anniversary of Social Security. I don't know if you did you have that? That's like one of those, like today is National Bagel Day. And it's also the 90th anniversary of, I don't know that it's Bagel Day. Social Security, 90 years of it. And in some way, shape or form, if you listen to the president there, if Kamala Harris would have won, he said it would have defaulted. The commissioner for Social Security has an article out right now that says that their vision is straightforward, a Social Security administration that is easier to access, faster to respond, and better prepared to meet the challenges of tomorrow. That vision is rooted in our commitment to public service and grounded in the belief that government can and should work for everyone. Since taking office, I have focused on modernizing operations, investing in our workforce, eliminating fraud, waste, and abuse, and improving how we serve the public, whether online, over the phone, or in person. Now we get to watch the leftists complain that we're eliminating the fraud, waste, and abuse of Social Security. Insert outrage here.
Oh, I'm just waiting. This will be Hakeem Jeffries tonight talking about how, well, they want to get rid of Social Security, even though that's not what they said.
It wouldn't be terrible if we could create a system that replaced Social Security. Obviously, just the ridding of Social Security is not something you can pull the plug on. But is this really the best we can do? I think the Trump administration is willing to ask that question. And maybe getting rid of the people taking advantage of the system first is the right and necessary step. Begins America, 7 subtle signs you might be oversharing. Next.
97.1 FM Talk.
Wiggins! Oh! Wiggins!
Love it.
Got right into it there.
Right into it. Don't even
around.
Need La Bamba.
That's radio.
Yeah. Doing it and doing it and doing it well.
Let's talk about it for a while.
Here we go.
And ruin the moment.
Yeah.
LL Cool J.
Represent Queens. Here in St. Louis. So these are 7 subtle signs.
What
you might
mean?
Be. I don't know. I'm not from Queens. So.
Oh, you mean like the place?
Yes.
Okay.
It was a joke. Representing Casino Queens here in St. Louis, East St. Louis. Seven subtle signs you might be oversharing, a problem that I tend to not have. These are the ways that you will know.
We'll be the judge.
If you are oversharing. We all know somebody
who's,
like this.
Who's the biggest oversharer in this room?
Clearly, it's Brad. If Ethan came in, it'd be Ethan. But he's not here.
You think Ethan's an oversharer?
It's just not me. That's the point I'm trying to make.
I don't know. In this room, it's a tie between you two at best.
It's me. Number one.
I'm the problem.
You feel the need to fill every silence.
Oh, God. This person is going to be my worst nightmare. Like, you got to say something. Can't just be in. Do you like silence?
I don't love it. I do feel as if I need to fill it, but I'm trying to take their advice.
Yeah.
And allow there to be some space in the conversation, because that's what they're suggesting.
Silence is powerful.
They say to get back into rhythm, try the 3-beat pause. To do that,
you know, we literally have 3 minutes left.
After you finish a thought,
maybe more,
simply take one quiet breath and mentally
That's not quiet.
Count to
That's
three.
That's a noisy breath.
Before speaking again. This creates the perfect opening for that person that you're talking to return the ball, so to speak. Number two. You often regret what you said after you said it.
That's an overshare. Do you have those? Do you ever have that problem?
Yeah, I do.
Regularly?
I feel like I need to sometimes end a conversation or on a
Brad,
good note.
Brad, are you fighting with YouTube?
I am not fighting with YouTube.
Get in the conversation here on the radio. Do you ever regret saying, like, do you ever walk away and go, why did I say that?
I've done that a couple times in my life that really stick out, and I'm like, oh. It's like one of those things where you say it, and then you're trying to grab the words as they're coming out of your mouth to put them back, but
I
you can't.
Hate trying to say something and then mixing two words together that don't matter. Like
that's not oversharing.
I know, but
that's just being a poor speaker.
I did this yesterday to the McDonald's drive-thru. I said, instead of thanks or you too, like it was like, have a good day. I said like toot or something, mixing them together. It wasn't quite that, but it was close. Allow some
great
space
pause.
In the conversation.
Great pause.
This is what you do. This is what the psychologist says to do. This means that we're all healthy.
We're going to need more time on this segment, Brad, because Ryan is taking his
time. He's pausing.
And our time.
I wonder if you listen to this segment at 2x speed.
We'll never know.
If it still works. Number three, people don't always reply to your texts after you share something. You put something out there, nobody says anything.
Yeah.
Does that mean you're oversharing?
Definitely could mean.
Do people do this to you much?
I feel like people definitely want to talk to me about politics a lot, like just in my life. And I don't want to do that in public. If it's in a text message or whatever, I'm big on like, if you want something from me, then ask for it. Otherwise, I don't know. This is hard to put into words here, but I got a lot of things going on. I'm not like sitting around just waiting to chat with people. But, you know, if I'm at a volleyball game and we're there for a few hours, I don't mind chatting with people.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not sitting around looking for conversation that isn't applicable to the thing I'm doing right then, because usually that conversation is taking away from things that I have to be doing.
This drives me nuts.
Do people reply to your messages?
Yeah, but if they don't,
are you sharing things and
especially
like,
if it's a question? If it's a question like, "Hey,
sure.
This I need this or whatever," and they just nobody's responds.
But I think the purpose of this conversation, it's like you say something to someone and there's no response back
because it's conversational. I understand that, but I know I don't always. If there's not an immediate need to the question, or if it's a question, I'll answer it. But if there's not an immediate need to the statement,
yeah,
I sometimes don't.
I'm not sitting there just going like, "Oh, let's just chat.
Yeah, let's talk," because no. I just don't have the attention span to do it. You post emotional content online too much.
Or passive-aggressively.
We all know
stuff.
This person, and that's an obvious one.
Are you that person?
No, I'm not.
Do you post anything emotional?
Not really.
Emotion doesn't have to just be sad face. It could be anger, rage, frustration. Could be overly happy all the time.
Yeah, you're never... It's always highlights. I guess that's social media.
Brad, you know anyone like that?
No. I mean, I see that more on Facebook, and I'm not on Facebook as much as I am the other social platforms. So, like, on Twitter, yeah, there are people out there, but I don't know them.
Last one. People respond with polite nods or flat, wow, reactions.
No, this is what it is. That's crazy.
That's in here.
Is it?
That's in here.
Yeah. That is a, I need to move on. I know this is important to you, but right now it's not that important to me. That's yep. crazy.
Wow.
Go back, somebody in archive, all the times Ryan's told me a story on this show, and I've been like, that's crazy.
That never happens.
Rodney Davis next.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.